Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Thursday, 3rd of August, day 11 at TCR 9, and more riders are completing the final parkour of the race and rolling into the finish line at Thessaloniki, Greece. Those still out on the road are giving everything they've got to join them. David Eyre, race coordinator, describes how they might be feeling and gives us an update on the race to be the first woman to reach the finish.
The riders really at this stage are, I think, in a stage of maintenance. So it's been a long race. They've been out on the road for nearly 12 days now. So managing their hygiene, managing their fatigue, managing their energy levels. It's all really quite literally a race to the finish at this point to make sure that they can get here safe and sound.
And we saw yesterday quite an exciting development in the sort of the race to be the leading woman on the road. Can you just describe what was going on yesterday and then sort of what's happened in the past 24 hours?
Yeah, so Maria Holcroft had taken the lead as the lead woman on the road, overtaking Jamie Wilson, having taken the mountainous shortcut between parkour 4A and 4B, and then set off down the road with Jamie in relatively hot pursuit, calling her a rascal and saying she was going to catch her. They then got to CP4, and when Jamie arrived, she didn't realise that Maria was actually asleep in a hotel opposite the CP at that point, and was getting some food, thinking she was way up the road. And then that kind of drama was unfolding as we were there as well, which was making for a really exciting environment. Unfortunately, on her way between CP4 and the finish, Maria hit a rut in the road, has come off her bike and had to have a trip to hospital. She is okay. She's had a few stitches, but it's nothing too serious. And she is currently trying to decide when to resume her race, if she does. So Jamie is pressing on. She's about to reach the finish parkour now. But Maria, hopefully, we'll be here in time for the GC cutoff, but there's no guarantee of that at the moment, sadly.
The team in Control Car 2 are out on the road, catching up with riders to learn more about how they're feeling and their TCR experience overall. Florian Thiessen, Cap 140.
Looking forward to get it done. But I'm also a bit nervous because of the finishing parkour. Don't know what it has in stock. Yeah. There might be some kind of goat tracks involved and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long it will take.
What so far has been your kind of favorite bit from the race, would you say?
When we just before we crossed the border into Greece, so Albania, the bit between North Macedonia and Greece, there was like a part of Albania in between that was like very surprisingly beautiful, like pine forests and really high mountains all around us and sunset, and was pretty magic moment there. And I also liked Montenegro a lot. Also, I cycled in the night, so but what I saw like was kind of amazing. Like, that would be fun to go back and maybe explore the backcountry a little bit more and stuff.
Pavel Milkovsky, Cap 110.
How did it feel to ride through Meteora just now?
Yeah, the view was beautiful, but it's getting like pretty hot. Like yesterday was hot, but it's just it was okay. I didn't feel it like was really bad, but today, yeah, I can feel it. Maybe just because yesterday and today just, you know, combined 2 days with such high temperature. So yeah, today I'm feeling it.
How are you feeling with like kind of feels like maybe the end's in sight now?
Yeah, I was like yesterday in the midnight, I was like, yeah, maybe I can just go through the night and go then, but I also the parkour and it's still so much uphill. And then I won't get like a full night of sleep, just like 3-4 hours, and then just go into the night so I can finish like tomorrow in the evening.
And what's the first thing you're gonna do when you reach the finish line?
Whoo! There's a lot of things on my mind. I think just I'm gonna take the swim in the sea. Yeah, oh, it's gonna feel so good. Yeah, I can't wait. And eat something normal.
Axel Restrup, Cap 92.
Is the plan now to just push on to the finish?
Yeah, I feel very good now. Now it was nice to come out. So yeah, so last night I went on a heavy, I got the hammer last night. So I had no power in my legs. So I had to, and I have to get over this mountain down to Thessaloniki side. That was a pain. But now, I think this solution is much better. So now I think I will catch up more riders.
How are you feeling about your race? Are you quite satisfied with how it's gone so far?
Yeah. I didn't have an expectation, so yeah, I'm happy. If I get the 25 or 30, I'm happy. I've done it if I make the finish.
Sylvain Loup, Cap 73, is looking to reach Thessaloniki tomorrow, but is fully aware of the challenge facing him on the Finnish parkour.
I'm fine. Good shape. And I try to... I want to ride all the night, maybe, because the weather is maybe a little bit better, and try to finish the race tomorrow morning. Yeah. No, I know the last parkour. When you arrive in the last parkour, the finish is so close, but so way, because I know that's a hard part and a very long part too. So I try my best, and I'm happy to arrive. That's 10 days. Mm-hmm. And no, yeah.
Did you have a particular goal in mind for the race? Was it just to finish?
I want to say I just want to finish, but that's not real. When you are in the race, I try to not track the day, because that's for me that's not a good situation. But yeah, I'm in the race and I want to a good result if that's possible. But no, I don't have an objective.
The Transcontinental Race is made possible in part by our sponsors. Josie Alchin from Apidura is volunteering at the finish line.
Apidura has a very rich shared history with the Transcontinental, and we've been supporting the race since the very early days, I think since 2015, which was TCR number 3. The Transcontinental and Apidura, I think, share a lot of common themes: integrity, community, technology, and the riders who do the TCR really exemplify the type of riding that Apidura supports.
And can you tell us what it's like volunteering at the finish line?
It's really amazing. There's a certain sense of anticipation and excitement that comes with waiting for riders to come in and being able to stamp their brevet card and just being able to see their emotions at the end of an incredible race. The chance to be able to talk to them and hear their experiences is really, really special, and something that's really important to us as a brand, to be here on the ground, hearing firsthand, what the riders need and how they coped on such a long ride is really great.
Christian Duprez, Cap 153, arrives at the finish line to claim 8th position in the general classification. He also becomes the second place finisher on the green leaderboard for riders who travel to and from the race overland. Hannah Lobelestier, race reporter, spoke to Christian.
Can you give me a bit of background in terms of your ultra racing, like Palmares? Have you raced TCR before?
So I started just occasionally race last year. I did in Switzerland. I'm from Switzerland, the Hope 1000. And that was a nice experience. And therefore I also raced in this February the Atlas Mountain Race.
So you've got quite a background in mountain biking and off-road riding.
Yeah, so usually my background is traveling with the bicycle. So usually we do holidays on the bike, and that fits perhaps better. But also for the gravel park course here, and also because of the Balkan countries, you have already a certain experience what to expect, and it's easier, yeah, to find facilities if you need them.
How did you find your race?
Overall, it was nice. I rode at my pace and found also the finish line.
Kilian Wagner, Cap 180, arrives at the finish line 14th in the general classification. From control point 4 to Thessaloniki, he is the fastest of all riders to finish so far.
How was your race?
It was really beautiful and really hard. I think my favorite part was Montenegro was really nice. I don't know what my favorite part was. Definitely, I liked when the nights were warmer here in the south. I didn't quite like it on the Alps where you really freeze. I've done the Three Peaks 2 years ago. Last year, I've done the race around the Netherlands that I did for the second time. And the unknown, no, this year the unknown race, and last year the Tour Volcano Sprint. And then I think that's it. Yeah.
And you've managed to get a top 20 here. Did you come here with those kinds of expectations, or have you really surprised yourself with this ride?
I really surprised myself. Normally, I think like top 10, if I can do it, I'm really satisfied. Here was my goal, just only finish to the finisher party, because it was definitely my longest race so far, and I never have been to the Balkan and to Greece, so it was a lot of surprises for me. Yeah, but I was motivated to do my best, but I wasn't like, I have to be in the top 20 or something like that. I was just feeling good, and yeah, it was quite fun. And the result is the cherry on top.
Over the last 11 days, we've followed the progress of Sherry Cardona and Geraint Thews, caps 334 A and B. They've been the leading pair for almost the entire race. David Eyre, race coordinator.
We have had the first pair arrive at the finish line. So Sherry and Geraint arrived earlier this evening. I think emotional would be the best way to describe it. Tears of joy, which was really nice to see. Kind of relief at being at the finish, but also really proud of their accomplishment. They've been brilliant all the way through the race. They've ridden really, really strongly. I think have in many ways embodied the spirit of the race. Always happy to chat to us. Been great with the volunteers at the control points. And I think really taken on the adventure part of this adventure bike race, which has been brilliant to see.
What is it about you two that works so well together, do you think?
Communication and experience.
Yeah. And I think that no matter what, we know, we agree it's a race, it's an experience together, and if things don't go as planned, it's still a good trip together, and we are a couple, so it helps with the conflicts in life. But then it's like, you remember when we were in the middle of Albania, that's nothing. I compared. So I think that's important.
You have to have a clear agreement that what happens in the race, kind of emotionally, has to do with the race and has nothing to do with the relationship, because otherwise you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Business is business, personal is personal. Racing is racing, relationship is...
What happens in the race stays in the race.
No, well done. You must feel really pleased to have won the pairs category, especially at the Transcontinental. I mean, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, I don't know. This race was a bucket list experience. Definitely didn't. I thought it would be more physically challenged, but it was more mentally challenged. I was at the nervous breakdown every day, I think. We went through a lot of crises, so I think, it's like if we can survive this, we can survive everything.
We pick up the action again tomorrow as more riders take on the final parkour in their pursuit of finishing this year's transcontinental race. Further back, other riders face the challenge of making it to control point 3 in Albania before the general classification cut-off time. there are still plenty of individual stories and adventures unfolding across TCR9. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.